This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you, coming to you live from National Spring Training. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, good morning.
Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
And Eric Bickle.
And I noticed that we are situated in a way where they could see that nice new World Series champion sign in the background. How cool is that?
Yes, they can. No cheating involved, by the way, with that sign.
No.
World Series win.
No asterisks there.
Nope. Now, on the other side of this complex is a different story.
Yes.
As they share,
that's a whole
complex.
Different world back
yeah,
there.
With yeah. The Astros. But yeah. We're not going to worry about them.
Yeah,
we're here with the good side, with the Nationals.
It's just so cool. It's almost surreal to see that sign.
It's great.
You know what I mean? It was kind of jarring.
I mean, you see it when you come into the complex as well.
Yeah.
Right next to the big curly W, they've got a sign. They've got another one next to the official spring training home of the Nationals. Put up the sign wherever you can.
What's amazing to me is we're already back at spring training.
I know. I told it. It feels like we're just here.
I mean, we've been here three times already.
Yes.
We've already been down to spring training.
In the new facility.
In the new facility three times.
Yeah, right. I know.
And, you know, the 2019 season's over, world champs. Now they're back at spring training. They've already played eight games.
I mean, Drab T-shirt's already looking at West Palm real estate prices on Zillow. I mean,
he loves Florida.
Nobody
loves
Florida more than Drab T-shirt.
I was doing that yesterday. Because during the Honda Classic, you know, it's local channel, the local NBC channel. But, you know, during the commercials, they're throwing up all these great little new golf course communities with four pools, three golf courses.
Oh, you're checking them out?
This says houses from the 200s to the 600s.
Right.
Yeah. I can afford all that.
It's a good sweet spot right there.
I don't know. I texted my wife. I said, you know, we might want to check out West Palm.
I thought you were moving to Raleigh.
I don't know.
Hey, he's, you know what? He's just getting a list ready. That's all.
I'm just getting my options.
Hey, he's just formulating the list.
Well, we did arrive safely.
We did, yes.
I think Eric was nearly wearing a hazmat suit, just the amount of panic coming from him about the coronavirus.
Not panicked, but I did notice when I was in the airport, every cough I heard, my head was like on a swivel.
Yeah.
Where is that cough coming
from?
Sure. I only saw one mask.
I didn't see any masks.
Just saw one.
Oh, I definitely saw multiple masks at Reagan National.
Good. I'm glad they're wearing masks.
Well, no, I had one guy in the terminal that I saw, and then I had one girl behind me on the plane wearing it. So I saw two.
Yeah, there were like three people on our plane alone wearing masks.
Yeah, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
But I just noticed the coughs. Normally you notice like a screaming baby. But I sit next to a screaming baby every time over someone hacking up a lung.
Right.
You know, with in the environment that we're in right now. It coughs sounded like gunshots to me.
Yeah.
That, you know, they were just – that's scary.
As I enjoyed my first beer of the day yesterday by myself at Reagan, I started getting the sniffles, and I was like, am I starting to get sick? Am I coming now with something? It's just, we're all in this, like, state of mania.
What's the beer count for you? So you had one –
one at Reagan National. I had
the silly Bud Light for free at Embassy Suites.
I had the Bud Light and a glass of Chardonnay.
Right.
The freebies at the hotel.
And then what? Drive Shack.
Then I had one at Drive Shack. And then I had one. I had a road soda that I picked up at the Chevron right next door to the hotel.
You did?
Yes.
It felt like you needed another
I bought
one.
A six pack.
You bought a six pack of
why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, I just don't love beer that much.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Love
it. You do.
And I don't count the Bud Light, by the way. That's like drinking water.
So I saw Cakes before, right? I got like a chicken shawarma sandwich from the Lebanese Taverna.
Very good.
And I saw Cakes at the bar there, just sitting there. And I thought, you know what? I don't want to use the bathroom because I knew I had a window seat.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have to get up.
Sure.
You know? So if I start drinking, I'll have to use the bathroom on the flight. So I said, no, I'll just get a water or whatever. And I told Cakes, I said, you know, I'm going to wipe down my seat.
Right.
So you know when I get on the plane, I'm going to wipe down my tray table.
Yep.
I'm going to wipe down my seat.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
And
you should do that anyway.
Cake said, I'm doing the same thing.
That's right.
And
I was prepared.
Yeah, yeah. And so I sat down on my seat, and I immediately start wiping down. And I felt like a psychotic
right.
person.
Sure.
The guy sits down next to me.
Yeah.
And I go, I know, this looks crazy. But I was just wiping out with my Clorox wipes, everything.
Yeah.
And he offered me like a half-eaten cookie. I was like, no, I'm good.
What?
And then I talked to Cakes afterwards, and I said, did you do the embarrassing move of wiping on your seat? He goes, nah, didn't do it.
I got into my playing mode, which is as soon as you get to the seat, I'm always in a panic that I'm holding up the person behind me.
Yeah.
So I just want to get into the seat as quickly as I can, even though there was no rush behind me.
Yeah, there's no rush.
I looked behind me. There were 50 feet of just aisle. I mean, there was nobody behind me, but I still plunked myself down in the seat.
You didn't wipe your – I was wiping my buckle.
I didn't wipe anything.
I was wiping everything.
I wiped – Zip.
Cake said.
So that gave you plenty of time to converse to your neighbor.
No. Thank you, Lord. I don't pray a lot, but thank you for sitting me next to a borderline mute on the flight.
I didn't have any conversation.
Well, you just put your headphones on, and they're not going to talk to you.
I think I nudged her leg by accident early, and I said, sorry. She said, that's okay. And then 2 hours of nothing, and then at the end, I got up and offered to get anything for her out of the
right.
overhead compartment. She said, no, thank you, I appreciate it. And that was the extent of our conversation.
Well, that's perfect amount of conversation.
It's ideal.
I had nothing after the guy offered me a cookie.
Perfect.
I was like, do you think I'm going to eat your cookie? You see me wiping down this thing?
No, he didn't offer you a half-eaten cookie.
No, there was like three cookies in there, and he was nibbling on one, and he asked me, there was like two others behind it. He asked me if I wanted one. It was like in a plastic thing or something.
Like a Ziploc bag?
That the flight attendant gave you?
No.
He had it.
I don't know if his wife made them, or I don't know what they were.
You know what? As soon as that would have happened, I would have pushed the attendant button and said, this man needs to be removed from the flight. He just said that there's an explosive on board.
Was your plane really small? Mine was so small.
No, we had a good size one. I paid for the extra legroom.
Did you have the 3 and 3 or the 2 and 2?
Two and two. 2 and 2 is ideal, by the way.
Yeah. How is that a good size plane, 2 and 2?
It's not.
Those things are butt small.
No, it was a regular plane. It wasn't like one of the express planes.
It wasn't a puddle jumper.
Yeah, it was a regular plane, but it was 2 and 2. But I paid for the $45 for the stupid exit row.
Oh, you did? Right.
But I don't know if you guys are the same way. About 20, like when you're just sitting there for 20 minutes while you're loading. And
yeah.
So you're wasting all this time being locked in.
Right.
By the time we're a half hour into the flight, I can't sit still. My butt hurts. I'm uncomfortable. I'm slouching. I know I was driving the guy next to me.
I'm sure,
crazy.
I'm sure you were.
I was the same way.
Yeah, because I just.
I started feeling claustrophobic.
Yeah, I don't.
I really did. I started feeling lightheaded. I was just fidgety.
I was so fidgety.
It was hot on the plane.
Oh,
the pilot said, sorry, we don't have any air. I said,
hold on. You couldn't twist the little knob and have
Yeah, but
air.
It wasn't cool air coming out. It was warm air.
That's devastating.
Well, I've been on a flight like that before, and I almost had a borderline panic attack.
It was awful. It was the worst 2 hours of my life.
I've been on a flight like that before where the air doesn't work, and people do start hyperventilating. They start having anxiety
I was
attacks.
Like that.
But really, listeners and viewers, we're pretty low maintenance for the most part.
No. That's torture. That's torture. When you're on a plane where the air's not working and everyone's heating up, they're overheating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People lose their minds.
Well, Jason, at least the room was ready for you when you arrived.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got there early because my flight left at 9 a.m. You guys left at 4.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, check-in is generally like 3 or 4 p.m.
I know.
Usually you could check in by noon, but 9 is too early.
Well, no, I didn't get to – my flight was at 9.
So you got in
I got here about 11:30.
Still too early?
Too early. Had lunch at the Atrium, which is the Embassy Suites restaurant.
Well,
in
you
the
could
lobby.
Have, by the way, walked from the airport to the Embassy Suites. That's how close
we are
to
the
airport.
It's very close.
Yeah.
We put it on the navigation, and somehow Cakes and EB went the wrong way.
Hey.
It's one turn.
It's not my fault. That's Waze's fault. Okay.
It was your phone. Your Waze, phone locked up.
The Waze got locked up on my phone, and I didn't know where the place was. I knew it was close to the airport.
One turn.
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
We didn't know. We were following the Waze.
Yeah, it's following the Waze. What am I going to do?
By the way, are your allergies acting up?
Not yet.
Tears.
I mean, it's just, I'm probably just crying because I'm awake at this point. I don't know. There's something going
Drabby,
on.
Drabby, how are you?
I'm great. Feeling
everything
good.
Everything good with you, my friend?
Well, now that I'm sitting far away from Eric.
Why?
Oh, you're just complaining.
I didn't complain.
I didn't complain.
You haven't complained?
What did I complain about?
Everything.
What?
For 9 minutes, you complained.
I wasn't complaining. I was explaining my day. It wasn't a complaint.
Which is mostly complaints.
Well, I mean, I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's just we been know that. Coronavirus from the moment I saw him till.
Well, listen, I've accepted the fact that everyone is going to be exposed to it. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
And we're going to lose a certain percentage of our country. That's fine. You know, 1% or something.
I'm still ZZZZ on it.
Yeah, Drab, fine. I will give you some praise. Thank you for getting me the glass of wine from the Embassy Suites bar last night. Even though it was the wrong glass of wine, it wound up okay. You got me a Chardonnay instead of a red that I asked
By
for.
By the way, how many 75-year-olds with the bar?
A lot. Yeah. A lot of golfers.
Let me just tell you
something. A lot of them.
There was a lot of them.
You can interpret this
I was there for one drink. I said, I got to get out of here. First of all, the bartender wouldn't even look at me.
Well,
the Indian dude, did you see that
guy?
Well,
let me just say.
He was on the other side of the bar, and there's 10 people on this side of the bar waiting for drinks. Wouldn't even look.
When everything is free, of course you're going to get the worst service.
It was awful.
That place is a dump. You can interpret that as a complaint, or you can interpret it as fact. That place is a dump.
The atrium
is a dump.
The hotel room.
The hotel room is silly.
The Bud Light tasted like Bud Light, Rick. What do you want?
Hey,
I didn't get a Bud Light.
Did you guys get hooked with the corner suite room, or do you have a regular
room? I have a silly corner suite.
I have a corner suite.
Yeah, I think
you have a corner suite?
Well, they were telling me because it's Embassy Suites, everyone has a suite.
Oh, it's all suites.
Yeah, but I think some suites are sillier than the others.
Oh, okay. I'm in a regular room. I'm in a regular room.
You're in a regular nubs room?
Hey, so is it two beds or one? One king?
One king.
I have one king and a separate whole
I've got a whole
room,
separate
and kitchen,
room.
And I can live there.
Exactly.
Like Jack Hicks.
My whole family could live there.
There you go. Why are you looking for houses? You can move into Embassy
Maybe
Suites.
I should. Well, because the atrium's
You've
poopy.
Already used the pool. Did you take a dip in the pool
no,
or
no, no,
just
I,
sat out there?
No, I just sat out there because I had my jeans on and my, I mean, I had my bags
you
out there.
You sat at the pool in your jeans?
Well, what else am I going to do? I couldn't change. There was nowhere to change. I got no room, really.
I didn't even pack shorts. Drab T-shirt's already wearing shorts.
Yeah,
look at that.
Feel good.
I got shorts in here.
Is it an indoor pool or outdoor?
It's outdoor.
Is it an outdoor? Is it nubs?
Bunch of big fatties out there.
Yeah, it's just a big rectangle. It's just a typical rectangle.
Oh, by the way, 3 a.m. this morning. Okay, I have my noise, you know, my white noise on my phone, right, because I can't sleep in silence.
Yeah. Did you bring a fan, portable fan?
No, I just use this.
Okay. Yeah.
The guy next to me in 807 was snoring, so I could hear it through the wall.
Oh, man.
That's unbelievable.
I actually thought about banging on the wall. I didn't sleep from 3 until whenever we got up.
Oh, right.
But you probably went to bed at like 7 p.m.
I went to bed around 8.
Because we told you we were going to head over to Drive Shack.
You mean Top Golf South?
Yes.
Top Golf. Yeah. Dude, this guy was snoring so loud, I could hear it through the wall.
You know what? That's kind of scary then. So if you're watching.
That guy should go see a doctor.
He could hear everything you're doing. So if you were watching any like adult content, he could definitely hear it then.
Well, who cares about that?
Yeah.
I just couldn't sleep from 3 to 4:30.
When I was at the hotel at Bucknell, I don't know what hotel
in
it was.
In Lewisburg, PA.
I can't remember what the name of it was. Some nubs hotels. You know, I don't know. Something Suites or something. The hotel Wi-Fi blocked all the adult content. I couldn't believe it.
Were you in a different country?
I was like, what is this? Is this China? Like, what's going on here?
What sort of censorship is this?
I could go to ESPN. Right. I could go to all these sites I didn't care about.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to go for some adult sites.
Right.
None of them were working.
Shut out.
It was unbelievable. I had to tether from my phone.
I
didn't let it deter me.
I figured you
Believe me, there's a workaround.
There always is a workaround.
Yeah. I had to use my phone as a mobile hotspot.
Yeah.
That was Drabby. I've never seen that. That cannot be American.
That's a 5-alarm fire.
Right? Yeah. Right?
Rick, don't your kids go with you?
No, on that trip, I was solo. What are you talking about? Well, I had nothing to do.
I was thinking that too,
Drabby. Are you kidding? Now, my daughter is going with me this week up to Florida. There will be none of that. I've never heard of such a thing. That's
Hold on.
Like,
you're double dipping in Florida this week?
No, my wife is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she'll be here on Thursday.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm going up to Poughkeepsie on Friday.
By the way, it's going to be warm in – obviously it's warm here, but it's going to be warm in D.C. this week.
I heard 62 today. Is it going to be that way the rest of the week?
Well, Wednesday, Thursday are going to be definitely mid-60s. I'm definitely going to tee it up at least once, if not twice. Got to take advantage of that. Early March?
Yeah, I guess.
Got to take advantage of that, and then I'm not sure about the weekend.
So have we dodged? It's too early. We're still going to get one snowfall, right? We
I
have
don't
to.
Think,
you
I
think
don't
it's think. Over?
I don't know, man.
I mean, we might get a couple inches. Maybe we're not going to get a big one.
I'm going to say dusting,
really?
If anything. Dusting.
I don't think we're getting a big one.
That'd be silly.
Yeah, I think we escaped it.
So here's the deal. We're at Nat Spring Training, and we're going to have a bunch of guests drop by.
Do we know who yet?
I've heard rumors.
Yes.
Just throw them out there. Just
Max
out
Scherzer?
There.
Right.
He's pretty good.
And I'm shocked we're getting, because remember I said we're not going to get Max, we're not going to get Strassi. But they're going to hook us with Max.
I believe we're going to have Mad Max. Kurt Suzuki. He's going to join us.
Yeah,
love
I believe Ryan Zimmerman's going to join us.
Very good.
And then either, I haven't heard, Davey Martinez or Mike Rizzo.
They don't know yet, but one of the two.
That is a star-studded guest lineup.
I like it. It
works. Very good.
So that's just today.
That's right.
Yes, correct. So if we don't get Mike today, we'll get Mike tomorrow. One of the 2 days we'll get him.
Correct.
So we are broadcasting live from Nat Spring Training, presented by Van Meter Homes. Join the family and go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies are on the road. We are in Florida. We're at the Washington National Spring Training Complex. It's our annual road trip down to Washington.
My buddy just sent me a text. Hey, how long are you going to be in Florida? I'm coming down Thursday.
Thursday? We're out of here.
We're here in less than 48 hours.
We're out of here in about 28
it's
hours.
It's a quick business trip.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah, and we're going to be racing out of here after the show tomorrow.
I'm on a flight that leaves at 1:30.
Oh, you got a little more time.
You guys are 12:40?
12:30, I think.
Okay.
Plus, I got to fill up my dumb car with gas. By the way, shout out to the woman at Enterprise that offered us all, like, nice cars.
Right. That was very nice of her.
Drabby passed on it, but she's like, do you want to drive something fun? I was like, yeah, sure.
So Drab just said, give me the most boring car that you have.
Right.
Thank you.
It's spacious, though.
What was
very
the car
nice.
That we drove over here in?
A RAV4.
That's a nice car.
Oh, that's a RAV4?
Yeah.
My daughter
nice.
Has a RAV4. It's great.
Yeah, it's a nice car.
No, it's fine, but I have the equipment. And she said, you want a convertible. And then I thought of Eric, and he hasn't been in one since he wrecked his Corvette.
That's not true.
So I said, give it to this guy. He'll be sized.
Yeah. She gave me a choice of, like, the Mustang convertible.
Is it a brand new?
Looks like
it. Looks pretty new.
Yeah. I could have got the Camaro.
Sweet.
But, I don't know. It's fun. Normally, they give you literally the smallest piece of garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
And she gave us, like, something fun.
That was very nice of her.
So that was very cool. Now, real quick.
For our 0.4-mile commute from the airport to the Embassy Suites.
Yeah, but it's like 8 miles to here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little further over here.
I mean, I would have just Ubered, but it's fine. So I wanted to mention that Lori Vallow case just one time. You know that woman from Idaho, her
and
her
husband. I've
been following
it from the start.
We've talked about it a few times where their kids disappeared, and we all just assumed that she's killed the kids. Like,
right.
Her ex-husband is dead.
She's a member of a death cult.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big detail.
So here's the setup. Her ex-husband is dead.
Yeah.
Her
By
brother.
The way, this is her fifth husband.
Yeah. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. She's been married 5 times.
She's crazy.
She's not even that old, is she?
She's probably mid-40s.
And been married 5 times.
Yes, she's nuts.
She's a whack job.
Okay.
So hold on. Her ex-husband's dead. Her brother shot her ex-husband. He's dead.
By the way, two of the husbands are dead.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
and then another one's dead. And then the guy she married, his ex-wife is dead.
Correct.
All right?
So there's 4 dead people.
Yeah.
And
he's
maybe
the author.
Six
he's
with the
a
kids.
Doomsday author. All right? A death cult. He's written a million books about dying and everything, I guess.
Sure, it's a fun read.
So the kids are missing. They're not saying where they are. Everyone's just assuming they've killed them. And I started thinking about this the other day. I thought, maybe they're not saying anything. And they seem remarkably calm. They escaped to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. They're, like, living, you know, like in Kauai. Like, it's a... And I thought, you know what? Maybe they didn't kill the kids. Maybe they're just – they put them somewhere because they're doomsdayers. They think they're protecting them somewhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a bunch of doomsday kids, you know, the offspring of parents that think we're all going to die.
So they're stashed like a hippie commune somewhere?
Yes, that's what I – and then yesterday the guy
– But they still won't tell the authorities they
won't
where
say.
They are.
No, but yesterday the guy was questioned by the police when he was – he had to pack up his stuff
Which
in Hawaii.
Guy? You talking about Charles Daybell?
The husband.
Yeah.
He was questioned by the reporter, and he, for the first time he commented. They haven't said anything for 5 months. He said, the kids are safe. Hmm. The kids are safe. That's all he said.
Well, if she wants to spend the rest of her life in jail, it's fine. Just don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
You have to tell someone where the kids are.
Do you believe they're safe, or do you believe they're dead?
I mean, all of the ex-husbands and wives are dead. I don't know.
I think they might be safe.
My inkling is that they're dead, but you might be right.
No, but if they were safe, wouldn't they have reached out to somebody at some point? Like, they've been missing for months, correct?
Yeah, well, the one poor kid
is
autistic.
They've been missing since September 9th.
The one kid is autistic. He's like 7, so he might not have that ability. And then the daughter's 17. I mean, maybe, you know, I'm sure they're being held against their will.
Yeah.
Well, possibly.
You know?
They're psycho. By the way, where are they getting the money to go travel all over the place? They went to Hawaii. Idaho, Arizona. They've been all over the place.
I know.
Anyway.
It's insane.
JP, it's a big story. It was on Dateline.
I don't usually follow those sensationalistic
JP's
stories.
Too busy watching Joe Biden win South Carolina. He's too into that.
I didn't do that either. Yeah. I actually went to College Game Day on Saturday.
Yeah, talk about that.
Didn't make a sign. We got lazy with making a sign.
Where's the EB head? I need my EB head. Where is that?
By the way, it looked like it was just a raucous crowd.
It was electric.
It really
I got
was.
There right around 9:30, and the students
How
were
many
just
people?
Pouring in.
A couple thousand,
Hard
you think?
To say. I would say probably about 5,000.
Probably
000.
Half. Wow. Was it about half of the Xfinity Center?
No.
Well, the whole wall
no.
was filled. That student wall was packed.
It was basically the student wall and then a little bit around it.
Okay.
Nice.
My biggest botch was, I was telling Eric as I was driving here, when I came into the University of Maryland campus, there were two signs about parking. One said general parking, pointing you towards a couple of lots where I've parked a million times, right? And the other one said permit parking.
Okay.
I slept on the fact that it was free parking. I could have parked in permit parking right by Xfinity Center. Instead, I went all the way past the Student Union and parked like 20 minutes away, and it was freezing. I don't know if you remember Saturday morning.
Chilly.
It was cold.
It was
And we
freezing.
Had like a 20-minute walk to Xfinity, but got there around 9:30, and they had, you know, hip-hop music blaring. The cheerleaders were out. And then they actually ran rehearsals. Mm. There was a girl came out and she said, I'm in charge of the flash mob. And she said, get your phones out, put your flashlight on. And then they did a whole choreographed thing, which was the opening of game day at 11 o'clock.
Right.
And so they ran that like 3 or 4 times. And then she wanted to do it one more time. And the whole crowd went, oh,
I groaned.
And she goes, okay, you got it. But ESPN wasn't planning on using that. And then, like, you could legitimately see LaFonso Ellis and Jay Billis, they were impressed, and they were like, we're going to do this at the top of the show. So I thought it was electric.
It was
that
a
part
crazy
was great.
Atmosphere. And then Maryland didn't lead once.
Yeah. And then, you know, eight hours later, it is a weird thing that College Game Day is from 11 till 12 and the game's at 8 o'clock.
They should have had that game at noon. That would have been silly.
Right. So
I just think logistically it's too hard.
I thought it was good. I mean, definitely the fans represented it. I saw Izzo was really complimentary of – Turgeon and
the
Maryland's atmosphere.
Yeah.
How easy to say
he loved it.
He beats their ass.
Yeah.
Just
one of those games where,
and we've talked about the Terps, you know, they tend to
dig a hole
or struggle from the three.
Did you watch
come
game
out
day,
of the
though?
Gates? Oh, yeah. I watched the whole thing.
The number one thing which jumped out at me.
And then SVP's
I always
down.
Knew that SVP was popular. My God, is he popular at the University of Maryland?
He's a god on that campus.
He's a rock star.
Absolutely.
That's why he's moving back to Maryland.
Well,
he's
I think it has more to do with his family.
I'm sure, but come here and be a rock star or be in Connecticut where no one cares about
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. He's loved and adored.
They love SVP.
Yep. Yeah.
They really do.
Because I know, like, I was talking to – there was actually a Junkies listener who sat in front of me, and he said he didn't even – he brought his son, and he didn't even know about game day, but he heard us mention it on the show, and he's like, yeah, well, I'll bring my son. but he was kind of speculating, who are they going to have? Like, I guess every time there's a big guest – for College Game Day, and was like, well, maybe it'll be Walt Williams. You know, maybe they'll bring out some Maryland great. It was SVP.
Of course it was. Well, that was a no-brainer.
It makes sense. ESPN.
Yeah, it was a no-brainer.
But logistically, you can't – you have to have the game at least 4 or 5 hours later because they got to get all the – you know, the game's – the set is right there at half court.
Yeah.
So you can't have the kids well, would be warming up.
Well, they could do it like on the what do they call that? You know, the
concourse?
The concourse or something.
No, they do it right on center court. Right
they do it on the court because they have the half-court shooting contest. But, I mean, they move the set around. I'm sure they clear out the set in an hour. So, I mean, maybe a 2 o'clock game.
By the way,
hours. But there's probably also a money-making thing.
Yeah, I'm Maryland, sure, of course.
You know, they were hooking people with free parking. They want those people out of there because they want to charge.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The half-court shooter struggling.
Oh, he was struggling.
Hit the rim once, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, and they give you as many shots as you can put up in like 30 seconds.
Right.
You only hit the rim once.
There was a guy somewhere at some school. It happened last week. He had to hit a layup.
Yeah.
Obviously, layup, free throw, three-pointer, and then a full-court shot.
Full court, not half-court?
Full court. He did it, like within a minute.
They just cut out the half-court?
He hit the
full
court.
So you have a minute. And you have to hit the layup, the free throw, the three-pointer, and then you ran down to the baseline, and he was just slinging them.
And he heaved it. What did he get, $1 million?
I got 10 grand.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah, I was like, that guy should get $1 billion.
He should get at least six figures.
That's impossible.
They have way dumbed down the prizes on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because guys hit those all the time
right.
now, you know? But, yeah, it was just one of those games where Maryland dug an early hole. I think they were down 9-0 to start the game.
Yep.
And just kind of
17-5, and then
kind
of
just
a little
clawing
bit of a
back the whole game. And I think
and
at one point they tied it.
Winston hits that grasper and getting into
the they're right at halftime.
Like, oh
yeah, hit the half court.
Yeah, yeah. So tilting, right?
Well, Izzo's team usually starts to pick it up in March. So, you know, they struggled for, you know, probably a third of the season. They were preseason ranked. If they weren't one, were they one?
I think preseason one.
Yeah, and then he went to unranked, and then you know, now they're starting to play better.
The one kid, right, his brother died.
Langford,
that was
that hurt, yeah.
That was pretty impactful,
obviously. They're starting to put it together now.
But Maryland, look, I'm not going to jump off of Maryland's bandwagon. They're a good team. They could go far, or they could lose in the first round.
But they're not going to be a one seed. They had a chance.
Yeah.
That was one of the
segments. You know, they don't deserve to be.
During College Game Day was if certain teams lost, Maryland was on the two line, vault up to one. Now they got two games left. Got to win at least one of them so they can at least win the Big Ten or at least share.
They haven't won the Big Ten, I believe, since the conference until 2010.
Another, I don't know if you could tell this from watching Game Day on TV. Another one of my takeaways from going there was the fans still wish they were in the ACC. I mean, it's ridiculous. The loudest chants were Duke sucks.
Right.
I mean, we've been out of the ACC for how many years?
Oh, right. Like many years now.
Jay Billis was just getting crushed every time because he's from Duke. Then when they picked games, there's a segment where they pick games, and now they can actually talk about lines.
I think
they flashed the Duke UVA game, and both of them got booed, like Duke and UVA. Like, we're not in the ACC
anymore. Not even in
anymore.
The ACC. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's just typical. By the way, the Duke Virginia game was so physical, and you know when you hold Duke to 50 points, you're doing something right,
yeah.
physically. Anyway. But they just looked young, and Vernon Carey, who's their stud big guy, just looked, in my opinion, looked intimidated. Huff had like 20 blocks, but it was just a physical game. It was fun to watch, except for there was no offense. But when you hold Duke to 50 points, man, you played your ass off defensively.
Right. So who are the – right now, if it ended today, who would be the one seeds?
Probably Kansas, Baylor, San Diego State.
And Gonzaga.
San Diego State's on the one. I mean, their schedule is strong enough. They're worthy of a one seed.
Not really, but, I mean, their record is so good.
They have, what, one loss? Is that what they have?
They've got two losses.
I thought at one point they were like 28-0.
Actually, no, you're right. They have one loss.
They lost to UNLV, I believe.
They lost to Vegas at home.
And they have one big win.
Right.
And
then
they
just
remember who they've beaten.
They just beat Nevada. Over the weekend, and Nevada was up 9 or 10 in that game, but ended up coming back to win. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it might not be good for San Diego State to be a one seed because they'll have to go to probably the East region and play in New York, and it might be tougher for them to win a game on a neutral court back there. They might want to be a two seed and stay in the West, but we'll see.
Right. Traveling a big pain.
But conference tournaments start tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the smaller conferences.
In the smaller conferences. There's probably four or five conferences.
Yeah, you have fun watching the Bible Belt go, you know,
I will.
That conference go at it.
I will. I got pools.
Let me know when the ACC and the Big Ten tournaments are.
Well, that'll be next week.
Right.
Well.
Yeah, Maryland's got two games left in the regular season. They end up with Michigan at home on Saturday. Is their final game. So if they win both, they still win the Big Ten, which would be nice. But
It
was, in some ways, kind of embarrassing that they, you know, you have game day, first time since 2005. The place is electric. Everybody's fired up.
And then
what are you
gonna
do?
Dud.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? I didn't think it was embarrassing. It's just, I think it's frustrating more than anything else. I mean, that was one of the bigger games in the last 4 or 5 years, I feel like, for Terps fans. And so they were ready to celebrate. You know, they would have stormed the court if they had a won. Mm-hmm. But they just, you know, they dug an early hole.
By the way, Eric and John are shaking their legs.
Yes, there's a
lot of
leg shaking.
I don't know who's shaking their legs. This is behind. Yeah. If you're watching on TV on NBC yeah. Sports Washington, you can't see it because we actually do have a table skirt this mm-hmm. year.
Yeah.
So you can't see it. I mean, it is unbelievable how much.
I think it's the caffeine. Guys,
yeah.
I think the caffeine's got me going.
I woke up and I immediately brewed a cup of coffee in my room, and now I have 32 more ounces from Wawa that I'm about – I don't know, yeah. two-thirds done with. So, yeah, it's the morning's off to a good start.
So we went to Wawa before the show to get some food. And I never really go there, like, for breakfast. I don't really go to Wawa often.
Right.
Maybe, you know, we go to Atlantic City or something.
Right.
And I just – I figured I'll need some coffee here. I don't love coffee, but I'll get some. Mm-hmm. And they had a pretty tall thing. And I've never been to Wawa before. You kind of, like, make it yourself.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how they do it. And I only like coffee if it's full of sugar.
Right.
It's the only way I like it.
Best
of
sugar.
I don't really like coffee.
Right.
And so I was kind of trying to see their setup, and they just had, like, these little, like, half-gallon cartons of French vanilla. I didn't know how much to put in there, so I just poured a bunch in there. My coffee was white.
Right.
It was. I put way too much in there. It was freaking disgusting.
You still pummeled it.
I still pummeled it.
Of course you did. Why wouldn't you?
Still pummeled it. I also put sugar in there, too. I had to put they had a thing of sugar. You just poured it in there.
Your dentist is just tilting.
Oh, yeah.
He's so tilted.
Well, on one hand, he loves me.
Yeah.
Because I do give him constant business.
That's certainly true.
A lot of business.
Yeah.
Will you have any fillings fall out on this trip?
Let's hope not.
Hold on. Has that happened on one of these trips before?
Bonnie Bernstein incident.
Well, that's she gave me the world's hardest cookie or something.
No, chocolate. Epiphany chocolate.
Epiphany chocolate.
Yes. I think I still have a gift card for that at home.
Yeah.
There's no chance they're still in business.
Yeah. Now, my dentist said, knock on wood, my teeth are looking pretty good right now.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Like wooden teeth?
Yeah. Well, I said they have to be pretty good. I don't have any of my regular teeth anymore.
Right.
They're all, what do you call those? They're all...
like veneers or...
No, I don't have veneers around.
Then they wouldn't be so yellow.
Yeah. No.
Lots of joning.
Yeah. But I've had all the root canals. I've got all the root canals.
Root canals.
So, and then whatever they do, they give you some sort of cap or something. I forget what it is. I got a lot of my molars. They're all fake.
Can I go through my entire life without a root canal?
Yes.
You have money choppers. You have good
ones. Choppers are pretty good.
Yeah. You
They're
have good genetics.
Good.
You like drink soda all the time. Like, you've had so much sugar yeah. in your life. How come yeah. you don't have 40,000 cavities?
I have two.
How?
I don't know. I'm silly.
Genetics. Good.
I have two
good teeth.
Per tooth.
I have teeth. I have love handles, but I have good teeth.
Yeah. No, mine are all in between. I brush, but I can't get in between teeth. That's where all the cavity creepers come in.
Yeah. Floss, bro.
Yeah, I've been a good flosser now because my gums have receded so much food gets stuck in there. Oh, yeah, it's so gross. So gross. That's why I'm for sure going to get corona because my hands are always in my mouth. They're always in my nose.
Well, I mean, I woke up to the news. My wife texted me, hey, congrats, you flew into coronavirus central. The governor of Florida has declared a statewide emergency. We flew right into it.
I thought it was supposed to be silly in the warm weather. It shouldn't be an issue.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Everybody's wearing shorts.
No, here's the thing. We just have to come to grips with everybody's going to be exposed to it. Every state's going to have it.
Yeah.
And thousands of people are going to die. But you know what would calm people if they just said, you know what? 1,000 people died today from the flu.
Right.
You know, because people are dying from the flu every day, too. They should just, you know, counterbalance it a little bit to keep everything calm. Because
how about this? How about just don't report it? Don't report any of the deaths.
Just don't report it.
And then the stock market will go back up to 20,000 or 29,000.
I actually think that was their strategy early on because they haven't tested anybody. There's only been a few thousand people tested. So, of course, we don't have that many cases. They haven't tested anyone.
Right. I hope Bickle gets it so he's out for about 3 weeks and I don't have to hear anything about it.
Yeah. Well, if I get it, you're going to get it.
I'm fine.
Because it just needs one droplet of spittle.
Good.
If he gets it, we're just going to Skype him in. You're still going to hear him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's true.
From my hospital bed?
Yeah, from your isolation ward,
yeah.
Wherever that might be.
Well, if I do get it, then it is proven that you can't avoid it. Because my hands are dry. They're damn near bleeding from washing them so often. I've never seen people
rush. But he doesn't complain.
Nope.
I'm not complaining. It's a fact. I've never seen people, so many people, washing their hands in the bathroom.
Right.
Let's be honest. Guys are monsters. I'd say, what would you say the percentage of guys that wash their hands typically after they go pee in a public bathroom?
Maybe 40%.
Maybe 50?
You think it's only 40%?
Yes.
Jason, there are a line of people around the sinks, and I saw guys getting in there, washing their hands. I've never seen anything like it. So that's one good thing about this dumb virus. People are now using good hygiene.
Better hygiene habits. That's good.
Yeah, for once.
That's a good takeaway.
All right, we are broadcasting live from National Spring Training. We're going to have Max Scherzer join us a little bit later in the show.
Nice.
Either Davey Martinez or Mike Rizzo, so one of the big bosses. Kurt Suzuki is going to join us, and Ryan Zimmerman is going to join us. Coming up next, are the Redskins going to draft Tua?
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back.
Are we back?
Yeah.
We're just taunting Cakes because he's going to play poker today.
I'm going to meet up with Dave Richard, fantasy football guru.
Will you talk any fantasy football today with Dave
Richard?
I don't
think so. I think we're just going to see some props, maybe grab a bite, and then I'm going to drive like a maniac back to the Embassy Suites and try to be in bed before 11 p.m.
I have a Drabby's in the league, too. We have a fantasy football draft supposed to be this week.
We do?
For the NFL.
Oh, the campus to Canton thing.
We're in a league. It's called Campus to Canton.
Nerds.
So dumb.
All right. I think it's great. So you have two different teams. You have the NFL fantasy team, and then you have a college fantasy team, right?
Right.
But it's a keeper league. So everyone you draft on your college team, eventually, if they get drafted and play in the NFL, then they are your players in the NFL as well. And we have our first draft. I believe it starts this week.
So you're drafting which?
We're drafting NFL players this week.
Drafting NFL.
Even though you don't know where some of them are going to be because it's going to be free agents.
I love fantasy football, but drafting a pro team in March is my idea of just madness.
Right. All
right,
well.
So I gave that league the Heisman. I said, you're finished not doing that league
at all. I can't wait. I think it's going to be cool. It's something different.
It's different, and it's out of Cakes' realm. So that's going to be.
Drab sounds really excited.
No,
he's in it.
I got browbeat into it.
You could believe me; they could easily replace you if you don't want to be in it.
Well, I just didn't know I was. It was a 365-day commitment.
Fantasy
football. Yeah.
It is.
Well, that sounds like hell.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather
prepare
have
yourself.
Corona.
I love it.
You're like studying up on sophomore
wide receiver.
I'd love to do that, but I can't see why Kicks can sit at a poker table for 12 hours and win no money.
Well, how can
lose money?
How can he sit there for 12 hours in the middle of this virus?
First of all,
I'm not going to be there for 12 hours. I'll probably play for 4 or 5.
Honestly, it would take probably a $10,000 appearance fee for me to play poker.
Aren't you going
to
eat
with those guys?
Yeah, I'll grab a bite with Dave at the casino, and then I'm heading back.
Yeah, okay. With everyone's boogers on the chips, and
so you're not hard. So you're not going to the woods today?
Are we going to the woods?
I'm never going to the woods.
I thought that's tradition.
Is Drabby, are you going?
Yeah, but JP told me he might be interested in going to the woods.
I might, but the way that Eric's talking about the coronavirus, I can't take it. Drab said this at the airport yesterday to me.
Yeah.
He was like, I forget where you were sitting. You went to Lebanese Taverna or something, and he was like, I couldn't take it. I just had to separate. I don't know that I could take a whole. It's like a 45-minute ride. Right, Eric talking about the coronavirus.
Can you promise not to talk about corona whenever we go to the woods today?
Okay, as long as no one coughs around me.
Which car?
Someone's gonna cough.
Am I taking the hot rod? And
yes.
I'm gonna put the top down and speed down 95.
All right, but I'm technically only supposed to. So I'm the only one that signed for it that's allowed to drive.
Okay.
So if you wreck it, I'm going to say you stole
it.
I'm
going to wreck it.
I'm just saying.
I'm not wrecking it.
I'm saying if you wreck the vehicle, you took the car against my will.
And I'm kidding. I'm not going to drive like 90.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're going half a mile.
I'll drive 75, though.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit worried. I don't think Cakes has ever handled that much manpower in a car.
First of all, you're wrong, because way back in the day, my man Ralph Perkins from Farish put me into a Dodge Charger Daytona Edition.
Nice.
I think the space shuttle had less horsepower. I could not believe how fast that car was.
How fun is that, right?
It's very
nice to have that power underneath.
It's very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you could use it for sure, but I'm going to claim you stole it if you get in an accident. That's all.
You won't drag race with me, Drab, with the two rental cars. Sure. You're talking a bunch of smack over there.
Oh, all right, man. So, JP, you teased the skin segment before the break, and you said you asked, will the Redskins draft to a tag?
There's a lot more smoke.
And apparently this is from the Sun Sentinel, all right, a paper down here somewhere in Miami. Saveed Dean wrote this article on, I think, Saturday. All right. And he is reporting that he has a source that the Redskins told Tua, I guess at the combine, that they want to bring him into Washington to compete with Dwayne Haskins. And they felt like Dwayne wasn't the guy right now. That was the quote that they used. So they want to bring in Tua to compete with Dwayne Haskins.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
And so now they're talking about how, you know, the Miami Dolphins should be worried or concerned that the Redskins would actually go out there and take Tua. It wouldn't be just a smokescreen, that they're really interested in him. Who knows what to believe?
Well, there's a lot of different
angles here. Who knows what to believe about whose sources
Well, the one thing is
But I know one thing, they're not going to have Tua and Dwayne on the team.
And it makes no sense, and we said that was absurd. Yeah. I mean, they may draft him.
I think there's a possibility that
they have both on the roster?
Sure.
I can't see it.
I think that would be so
stupid.
I don't think
that's the likely outcome, but I think that that's a possibility.
I can't see it. First of all, when it was initially reported, it was that Rivera told Haskins in this meeting, and then it was reported later, I think J.P. Finley pointed out, that Rivera wasn't even in that meeting. Right. When the Redskins met,
well, maybe the source had it wrong. Maybe the source just assumed it was in the meeting, but maybe it was an outside,
So maybe
connect. Maybe they told the agent that.
Maybe they are interested. If they are interested too, it wouldn't be outrageous, because as we pointed, we were talking about this last night at dinner. If Dwayne Haskins came out in this draft, he'd be at best the third quarterback selected because Tua and of course Burrow would go ahead of him.
Yeah.
So. I mean,
he might be the fourth.
Yeah, Herbert might go in front of him. You don't know.
It's likely that they would prefer to have Tua in a perfect world, but are they really going to use that resource? Is the difference that great? That's what you have to ask yourself.
Look, Rivera he scouted him last year. He may have never been high on Haskins to begin with, so it's an inherited quarterback. Also, he may actually like Haskins, and this is all smoke, to try and get teams to trade up into that second spot.
Which makes
so
more sense to me.
Acquire more picks. I mean, there are a lot of possibilities here. I do leave open the possibility that they draft Tua.
Two young quarterbacks, it would be too much. You can't have two first-round picks.
Well, I'm sure that
picks.
They would try and trade Dwayne Haskins, but maybe they ultimately wouldn't be able to. It would be another...
Well, that would be bad.
It would be another Kirk Cousins.
That would be a weird situation.
That would be bad. Yeah. First of all, it would be terrible for...
It's
for
not
the development.
Bad. It's not bad if one of those guys proves to be a perennial Pro Bowler.
It's a bad locker room mix, I think.
It's a wasted asset.
Right.
Yeah. You're using a first-round pick on a guy that's never going to play. Like, one of them never play.
I couldn't see that. That would be a huge gaffe by the Skins if they kept Dwayne. If they drafted Tua and kept
you
Dwayne.
You can't have two back-to-back
first-round
picks.
If you told Tua that we don't think Dwayne's the guy, then why would he be your backup?
I tend to believe that this is all a lot of smoke.
It could be.
I don't know if this would disturb you or not, but Chase Young had some quotes. Chase Young met with Dan Snyder down there.
Yeah, of course he did.
I mean, Snyder's still the one who's doing a lot of these meetings.
He's a jock sniffer. He's been that ever since he's owned the Redskins.
Right.
We've seen that with him, with buddying up with, you know, bringing like Deion Sanders to Wizards games and being buddy-buddy with the stars on the team. So that's not shocking at all.
Yeah. I still think the most likely scenario is they draft Chase Young at two.
Yes.
All this stuff, they don't make a trade. They don't draft Tua. They
Let
end up with Chase Young at two, and that's going to be fine. If he proves to be what everybody says he is,
a
game-changing defensive end.
Well, I think he will be. I mean, every indication seems to be. I think he'll be like a five-time Pro Bowler. I mean, I think he'll be great, and anything above that would be gravy. But I think that's the bar. I think he's got to be like a five-time Pro Bowler.
Oh, he has to be a superstar.
Yeah, yeah, to justify that pick.
Absolutely.
But I'll say this. As a talk show host, if they draft Tua, that'd be the greatest thing that could ever happen.
It would be awesome.
That'd be the greatest thing that could ever happen.
Believe me,
it would be chaos.
I'm praying for it.
If they draft Tua.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
That is a home run for guys like us.
Correct.
To do what we do, because that just throws everything up.
Well, if they do draft Tua, it better be because Rivera loves him and not because Snyder loves him.
Yeah.
It has to be because Rivera's all in on Tua and thinks he's vastly superior to Haskins.
Right.
Because it can't just be, oh, we have a new culture here. Ron Rivera's running everything. Oh, and by the way, we're going to draft another quarterback high.
But let me just throw this out there. We see Dwayne once a week during the regular season.
Yeah.
Right? We see him for four quarters.
Yeah.
These guys have been studying Dwayne since they took the job, since they got hired.
And even before that, because when he was in Carolina, he was doing his due diligence.
Maybe they just feel like there's a ceiling that Dwayne has that Tua can surpass.
That's very possible.
Maybe they figure, well, yeah, Dwayne is good, but Tua just has the ability to be better.
That's very possible, but we're not going to know that until the draft comes down, because if they pass on him, then what that tells us is that they think Haskins is good enough.
Sure.
They can win with Dwayne Haskins.
Of course.
So we'll know the answer, how they feel. Doesn't matter what they say, we're going to know the answer on draft day.
Well, what I'm saying is all fans and even us, we'd say, but Dwayne got better. He showed some progress in the last couple of regular seasons. But the coaches who know what they're looking for, all right, who talk to other people within the organization, they say, well, maybe they just say Dwayne, his ceiling is just so
high. At Carolina
and
last
year. They just don't believe in him.
At Carolina,
possibility.
I mean, Tua's ceiling is so high.
No, it's in my Haskins.
No, I'm saying it's
lower ceiling.
Yeah, Tua's ceiling is higher than Dwayne's.
Yeah.
At Carolina last year, they grade quarterbacks. They grade all the prospects that they potentially could draft.
Of course.
Let's just say, hypothetically, on a grade of 1 to 100, they had Haskins at an 80, and they've got Tua as a 97.
Correct.
Like Tua as an Andrew Luck type prospect.
Right. If that's the case, then go for it. But they're not going to have both of them. There's no chance they have the 15 pick from last year and the 2 pick from this year at the same position.
And how about this? Maybe Rivera, when he went in for that interview with Dan Snyder, maybe he said, all right, I'll take the job. If you really want me, I'll take the job, but I'm taking Tua.
I can't imagine.
If it's,
well, we don't know.
Hey, listen, when he took the job, Tua was still damaged goods. He's only been recently
cleared. But they already knew. They knew that they said he was going to be back to 100%. They knew he was going to end up getting cleared. All these coaches knew that.
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting, and there'll probably be more rumors flying for the next several weeks.
It's good
and
for
we'll
us.
We'll continue to give you the latest.
I love it.
Coming up next, Ryan Zimmerman signed, a $2 million deal to return to the Washington Nationals.
He didn't even care about that.
Won the World Series. He will join us next as we're broadcasting live from National Spring Training.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.